Praise God. And so every time a person not only gets saved, but every time a person is delivered by the power of God, healed of some affliction, when God moves mightily in their life and transforms them, the kingdom of God advances and comes in power. That's what's happening down in Lakeland with Todd Bentley, where people are getting saved and multitudes are getting healed. God is demonstrating his authority and power over the powers of darkness. People who had been bound up by the devil with all kinds of afflictions and bondages and all kinds of demonic oppression suddenly get set free. Do you know anybody in your life that is bound up by demonic oppression? Anybody? Can you think of a neighbor or a family member? Anybody? Who here can say, yeah, I know some folks who are probably beset by the enemy. Wouldn't you like to see them get set free? How glorious would it be as they labor in slavery and bondage to that power of oppression and darkness? How glorious would it be to see them literally set free in Christ, transformed and have that chain and that yoke broken off of them? I love to see people get set free by the power of Christ. It thrills me. When people come into that power and that glory and their life is transformed before my eyes, that is thrilling. It is exciting. That is something to live for. When you see tears just welling down their face because they sense that life coming alive inside of them and they feel those powers of darkness being broken off of them, there is nothing more thrilling in this world. Praise God. So when we say, Lord, your kingdom come, we're not just saying, Lord, come back someday. I hope it happens. Man, for the last 2,000 years, people have been, they can look all they want. He's not coming until the date appointed for him by God. So our praying is not really going to change that date at all. We could cry out all day long, Lord Jesus, come back. He's coming back when God said he's coming. That's not going to change. But we can say, Lord, your kingdom come. Come in power. Come in authority. Come with healing, God. Come with revival. Come with deliverance, God. Let your kingdom break forth upon this place and set the captive free. I want to see people. I want to see Queenstown turn on its head. I want to see Centerville turned on its head. I want to see the newspaper saying, we don't know what's going on over there in Shore Christian Fellowship, but man, something is happening because we don't have room for the traffic. Praise God. I want to see Kent Island and Easton and Graysonville and Chestertown. I want to see this thing spill out like there's no boundaries. That God would demonstrate his power and this place would be turned upside down as captives are set free. Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me and sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He's anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. He's anointed me to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and proclaim this acceptable year of the Lord. Praise God. This is the time when those things should be happening. I was in boring churches in the early stages of my Christian life. I wasn't bored, but, you know, they didn't know what to do with me a little bit. Because I got saved in a serious Pentecostal crusade, man. I mean, it was a serious Pentecostal crusade. I wound up getting discipled at a Baptist church, and I loved them guys. They were all about the Word, and they were all about evangelism, but they just looked at me a little bit like, don't you even think about raising your hands, boy. I know you all Pentecostal converts, man. Don't you even go there. Praise God. And God brought me here. Hallelujah. These are the times when those things are happening. This is the time when God is pouring out. Scripture says he's pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will what? Prophesy. Thank you, brother. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. This is what the time that's supposed to be happening until the Lord comes back. It ought to be happening today. It ought to be happening right now. It ought to happen every Sunday and every Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. What the heck? Even Saturday. I was at the gym a couple of months ago. I think I mentioned this at some point, and I met a woman who turned out to be a spiritist, a medium. She started boasting to me about something that had been told her by an entity about somebody in the gym and how she told that person that thing and it revealed something about their life and how impressive that was. And she was going on and on about that. And I was just like, you know, don't even go there. Because, you know, when the Spirit of God moves in revival and people start walking in the gifts of the Spirit and daring to step forth and speak when God puts a word on their heart and that prophetic word comes forth, Scripture says it will lay men's souls bare. It says the secrets of their heart will be revealed and they'll fall on their face and affirm that God is in your midst. And so Paul said, covet to prophesy. It provoked me when she began to say that, almost, you know, almost to jealousy in one sense. I was like, girl, man, if you knew, don't even come to me with that spiritist, false religion nonsense. You need the power of God. But if the church won't walk in it, how will they know? If we don't get filled and start using those gifts so they can see what's happening and wonder what that is. Praise God. So we should be crying out, Lord, your kingdom come. Lord, crush the enemy under our feet, as you said in the word. Set the captives free, God. Pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy, especially that you may prophesy. Seems pretty clear to me. Praise God. We all ought to be prophesying. The third petition, and the last one we'll cover today, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, that's the bottom line, is obedience. God is honored by our obedience. The ultimate goal of revival is obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is the ultimate form of worship. I mean, I can come to church and dance in the aisles, and I can sing the songs and shout and wave my handkerchief and get all Pentecostal on you and just fall out on the floor and the whole nine yards. But if I walk out of here and live my life in rebellion and dishonor God by my words and my actions and my deeds, then that's nothing but an abomination to God. He told the Israelites, I'm tired of your solemn feasts and your assemblies because you go through this whole rigmarole of worship, but you don't live for me. Obedience is the ultimate act of worship. Revival will come when God's people who are called by God's name humble themselves, pray, seek His face, and turn from their wicked ways. Obedience is the ultimate worship, and it is what God requires. You know, we were talking about same home group. We were talking about heaven. We were talking about the worship in heaven. After the seals were open, you know, it said all these multitudes, angels and saints and elders and creatures, heavenly creatures, all falling down before the throne of God and worshiping and you know, crying out to Him and singing the song of the redeemed. And we said that, you know, heaven is a place filled with worship. I mean, you think worship here is nice, man. Heaven, man, it's going to blow your socks off. In fact, you won't even have your socks. They don't even issue them at the gate because they figure as soon as they start worshiping, it's going to get blown off your feet anyway. So they just come in barefoot, you know, walk the streets of gold. But if you could get in with socks, it would blow them off because heaven, I mean, that is what heaven is all about, the worship of God. And when we cry out, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, well, what is happening in heaven? Thank you. What is it?
Worship.
So what ought we be doing on earth?
Worship.
That's right. Praise God. If we stop worshiping at the altar of our distractions long enough to worship Him, if we'll stop worshiping at the altar of our catalogs and our magazines and our television and our video games and our projects, and to turn off our cell phones long enough, the text message will still be there when we go back. But if we turn it off for 15 or 30 minutes long enough to worship God, then His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it's not only obedience in the sense of our lives, but obedience to worship Him, to, so that our entire life becomes an act of worship to Him. We worship so many things but God. I walked through my house yesterday. The Holy Spirit put it on, was starting to speak to me and call me to prayer. It was like I could feel this nudge from the Holy Spirit. It's like He was saying, you know, you've been reading all these books about praying. Why don't you pray? I was like, you know, I really ought to pray. But I was putting it off, and so I was walking through the house, and God began pointing out things that would catch my eye, things that I would normally go to instead of praying. You know, some catalog that was laying there, some magazine that was laying on the other place. You know, walking by the TV set, I wonder what's on this channel, or, you know, going by the computer. Well, I haven't checked the internet in a while, 5 minutes. And I began to realize, man, we are hounded on every side by distraction, and we will do anything but pray. We will do anything but worship, and instead of reading books about it, if we would just do it. And you know what I decided to do? Pray. And it blew me away. God invaded my little space. My dad was away at some kind of reunion thing, and so I got to have the office to myself, and I just was in there. And I was amazed at how when I said, okay, God, here I am. I'm in your presence. And suddenly, He met me there. He met me there. It was cool. It was great. I loved it. Praise God. As Larry said that night when we were talking about worship in heaven, and everybody was talking about, you know, all the music, man, I love good music when we worship, and I guess it's going to be good in heaven, and, you know, I was talking about, you know, an instrument of 10 strings like B.C. Rich makes, and we were just going on and on talking about singing and worship, and Larry said, well, you know, it's time for us to worship with our lives, too, like it says in Romans 12, therefore I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercies, offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Our body, a living sacrifice to God, consecrated to Him, holy to Him, dedicated to Him. Don't conform yourselves any longer to the pattern of the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's getting back to the heart of worship. Surrendering ourselves, body, soul, mind, and spirit to Christ so He can be magnified in us. So if I could sum it up so far in a nutshell, praying for revival is praying with a passion and a burden, a passion for God's name, a passion for God's kingdom, and a passion for God's will. A passion that His name would be honored and hallowed. A passion that His kingdom would come. A passion that His will would be done. Man, I want to see God's kingdom come so bad. I want to walk in here. We're having an all-night prayer meeting. What day is that? Friday the 18th. This Friday coming up. Man, come out. Let's pray. Man, let's pray. Let's cry out to God and expect Him to meet us here. I'm going to be here all night. You can come for however long you want. You know, if you can slip in for 5 minutes, wonderful. If you can stay for an hour, even better. If you want to stay for two or three, praise God. And if you're crazy enough like me to stay all night, man, we'll hang till the end, man. We'll 7 to 7, we're going to do this thing. And if you fall asleep in prayer, that's okay too. Just, you know, get comfortable and we'll be here when you wake up. But we're going to seek God. Because I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for Him. And I'll die if I don't have Him. Praise God.